Highlights from April's Global Update from the Global Technical and Regulatory Affairs team at the Almond Board of California in today's Almond Bite. UK suspends tariffs on raw almonds. For the second time since Brexit, applications were submitted to the UK government last summer to consider tariff suspensions on inputs used in local production. ABC has worked closely with the UK's Nut and Dried Fruit Trade Association for a number of years. Last year, as the association was considering an application to request duty suspension on several commodities, ABC worked with them to provide factual information and trade data so that the application could include almonds. ABC is pleased to see that the UK's decision to suspend tariffs on almonds was included in the approved list of items published on March 18th. The list includes all imports of almonds, which also covers blanched, sliced, and slivered. It's important to note that the suspensions apply to all regions. The tariffs, which were 4% on in-shell almonds and 2% on raw kernels, have been in place since the UK left the European Union in 2021 with Brexit. Estimates put the savings on the suspended tariffs to UK importers at about $3 million a year. The suspension will allow UK importers to offer a more competitive price on raw California almonds to UK processors and ultimately to consumers. UK duties of 8 to 10% still remain on roasted almonds, which include flavored almonds, 8% on marzipan and almond flour, and 20% on almond paste. ABC will be monitoring the opportunity to extend the raw almond tariff suspensions before they're scheduled to expire on June 30th, 2026, as well as opportunities to apply for further suspensions. For more information, you can contact Keith Schneller at the Almond Board of California. Proposed French legislation on endocrine disruptors. France has established two decrees pertaining to endocrine disruptor substances and related reporting obligations for businesses. ABC became aware that shippers were being requested to provide information on the presence of specific defined substances. ABC became aware that shippers were being requested to provide information on the presence of specific defined substances with endocrine disruptors properties mentioned in these decrees whenever their concentration exceeded 0.1% by mass. Upon reviewing the lists, ABC determined that most of the substances were not pesticides or other agricultural inputs. Further, based on the annual residue testing by ABC, it was determined that the few pest control compounds in the list have not been detected on almonds. For more information, contact Abhi Kulkarni at the Almond Board of California. FDA moving new facility applications to China. ABC has been closely working with FDA and almond shippers in navigating China's food facility registration process, which had been stalled for several months. The FDA recently started moving CIFER applications again to China's custom authorities for final review and issuance of a GACC approval number. Many of these applications had been waiting for months in the cloud. According to China's Decree 248 implementation on January 1st of 2022, all foreign food facilities must be registered and receive an approval number from the GACC before exporting food products to China. While more than 60 almond handlers successfully finalized their GACC online registrations in June, ABC is aware of at least 8 or 9 almond handlers that missed the fast-track deadline in December of 2021. ABC is continuing to work with industry members on these requirements. If your facility still needs to register for exports to China, you can contact Keith Schneller at the Almond Board of California. And that's your highlights from April's Global Update from the Global Technical and Regulatory Affairs team at the Almond Board of California in today's Almond Bite.